on KWAD. We're having our monthly interview with Sarah Downauer. She's a part of East Otterdale County 4-H. Sarah, welcome back onto the program. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. The sun's finally shining. We can start to think summer, and I'm sure that means it's a busy time for you guys over at East Otterdale County 4-H.
Yes, we love when we can start getting things going for summer. Definitely been, you know, starting up our summer programming, so that's always a fun time. We had our dog program start up. They have practices on Wednesday nights now throughout the summer, so the kids are learning to show their dogs. They do the training of the dogs. They learn the obedience. And they really do that all themselves so that they are able to work with their dogs. We have some great volunteers who lead that program throughout the summer. And then we have our horse program started up for the summer, and they meet on Tuesday nights, and the kids get together with their horses and learn all the different skills on their horses in pleasure and games. And so that'll run through the summer. Getting our shooting sports program up and running in the next couple weeks here. We had some new volunteers who took on doing rifle and pistol and then wildlife in addition to trap that we have. So excited to get that running for the summer. They'll be meeting on Monday nights throughout the summer and teaching kids how to use firearms safely, getting them into some of like the wildlife education that goes into that, and then learning how to accurately and safely really be able to shoot and learn about wildlife that way. So those are some of our ongoing programs that have started or are starting up soon. In addition to some other great programs that we have that will get started here real soon. So summer, yeah, great time of the year.
Yeah, really busy and a lot of really fun, really important programs that you guys have going on, whether it's horse training, whether it's training how to handle a gun. I mean, very important things that not only are just important things to know, but important lifelong skills that you guys are teaching.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, some great programs. We have wonderful volunteers who are leading those programs and really sharing their sparks and their passions with youth and getting them excited about what they're passionate as well. So, yeah, really fun. We also have some different things coming up here. Monday, May 15th. Is our animal ID deadline. So anyone who's interested in showing an animal at the county fair this year, they need to have their animals tagged and then ID'd online in order to be eligible to do that. And then if they want, especially if they want to move on to like the state fair or place at the county fair. So that deadline is coming up on Monday. So it's a busy time. You know, we have kids out there selecting which animals they are going to show this summer and getting those tagged and starting to work with them and getting those into the system so that we know that they're working with them months in advance at least so that, you know, they're really well trained and able to show them properly at the fairs this summer.
All right, awesome. Sarah, anything else going on with East Otterdale County 4-H that you want to let everyone know about?
We have a couple different programs that are coming up that kids can sign up for right now. Starting on May 23rd, we have our children's garden. So kids can get, they have a plot that they will plant vegetables that they want in there. And then throughout the summer, we usually meet Friday mornings and kids will work in their garden. They'll do some different crafts. They'll do some cooking with the vegetables from their garden. So just a really great program. That's our children's garden. And so we're taking registrations through the end of this week for that. Also, we have junior camp, which is coming up on June 8th and 9th for youth in grades 3 through 6 who want, this is more like a traditional 4-H camp overnight, which will be held at Faith Haven by Battle Lake. So any youth who are interested in that can get signed up. That's 3rd through 6th grade again. And yeah, so sign up for that this week as well to get prepared for our summer camps. We had our camp counselor training last weekend, so we have some teens that are excited to provide a great camp experience for the younger youth. So fun events coming up, so get them registered this week for those.
We're talking with Sarah Downauer. She's a part of East Otter Tail County 4-H. She joins us once a month to talk about all the really cool things that are going on with East Otter Tail County 4-H. Sarah, we appreciate the time. Hope you have a great rest of your month, and we look forward to talking with you again as we get into fair season and another good month of summer programs ahead.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
If you missed any part of this interview with Sarah Downauer of East Otter Tail County 4-H, you can head over to our website, wadenaradio.com, for the full interview, or you can find it on the KWAD Facebook page.